Step right up, step right up. It's time to talk about the circus in Wisconsin. And one way to immerse yourself in this dazzling and unbelievable world is to head to Baraboo, Wisconsin. Larry Mueller here. And today we're going to talk about the Circus World Historic Site and a couple of guests for you today. One is Georgia Stevenson. She's the operations manager at Circus World. Georgia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Larry. I like your musical choices.
I do, too. I think it's a cool way to start. Jennifer Kroc is our other guest. She's the curator of Circus History at Circus World. And Jennifer, welcome to you.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having us.
That's great. We haven't talked about Circus World in a long, long time, so I'm really glad to have you with us today. And as you listen in to our two guests talk, I hope you'll join in, want to hear from you. Let us know about your trip to Circus World. Maybe you grew up in Baraboo or that area and live there now. Why do you appreciate a community that embraces the circus? What about that? Give a call at any rate with your questions or your experiences to 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Georgia, for those who haven't been to Circus World, give us a bit of history of the site.
Oh, gosh. Well, Circus World opened for its very first day, July 1st, 1959. And that day forward, we were part of the state. We were gifted over to the state, and we've been here in Baraboo for 66 years now, and looking great for 66, I have to say. And, boy, we've got just an enormous collection here of, I mean, you name it. Wagons, costumes, buildings, very unique items that can't even be grouped into one group, which I'm sure Jen could elaborate on. But there really is something here for everybody.
You know, it's interesting to me because the genesis for this was the Ringling Brothers. And, you know, I've asked myself, and I'm sure others have too, why, who were they, and why did they choose to start a circus in Wisconsin?
That's the question we get all the time. Why Baraboo? People come because it's a circus museum, but they're interested to know why it's here. And the reason for that is the Ringling Brothers, five boys who, you know, lived throughout Wisconsin and Iowa as young boys, were in Baraboo at the time. Their family lived here when they decided to start a circus in 1884. And shortly after that, they established their winter quarters there, which is where they regrouped every winter to get ready for the next season of the show. So they started building along the Baraboo River here in 1886 with their first winter quarters building. And they were here every winter until 1918. And so that's the reason we're here, because when we opened up in 1959, we started using two of those original winter quarters buildings, the Ring Barn and the Camel House. So those were where people could see exhibits in 1959 from the beginning, is the places where they trained the horses in the off season and where the camels and the zebras were housed throughout the winter.
It's really pretty cool. And Jennifer, let's get you involved. Would you share some of the bit of history on the historic buildings, Ringlingville buildings, that you have?
Yeah, so we have a number of buildings here that they're all National Historic Landmarks because they played such an important part in the Ringling Brothers Circus, which was the biggest circus for a number of years. And circus was the primary form of entertainment for people because, you know, they traveled to large cities, they traveled to small rural areas, everybody got to go see it, and that's where they saw exotic animals for the first time, and that's where they were able to see these amazing acts. But in the wintertime, they would go back to their winter quarters to prepare for the next season. And so we have buildings here on our grounds that were used to house the animals. We have the office building where they developed the show for the next year. They determined what the advertising was going to look like. There's buildings that were where they sewed the costumes and got everything ready for the wardrobe. And so all of those buildings are here, and visitors can see them when they visit Circus World, as well as new buildings that house exhibits and show things about the circus, and, of course, our Big Top show as well.
I'm thinking about those old buildings. How are you working to preserve those buildings?
Yeah, there's lots of exciting stuff happening with that right now. In the past handful of years, we've received 3 Save America's Treasures grants from the National Park Service. The first one is almost in completion. It was on the Ringling Brothers office building. And so, we like to say it's the most expensive house in Baraboo because there's a lot of restoration work that has gone into that. But it's kind of amazing, this little unassuming white frame house is where the biggest show in the country was being, run out of every winter. We also received a grant on our 1901 Animal House, so work is starting to begin on that. And then most recently, last year, we received another grant to work on our baggage horse barn. So the intent is to bring all of these back to the 1915 period, which is when all of the buildings that we have here on the grounds were being used at that time. And so we want everyone to understand really how complex this organization was and how much work was being done here every winter.
Yeah. And this is no small place. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to remember how many acres, but it's a considerable amount.
64 acres grounds here and, 30-some buildings. We have a lot going on.
Georgia, what's the draw of a circus? What connection do people feel when they go to a circus?
Well, I think the biggest connection that folks might feel in the audience is that with who they came with. The circus is an art form where you can have the great-grandparents, the grandparents, the parents, and the kids all together enjoying the same performance for different reasons. And it's timeless in that way. It's always been a place to inspire and bring awe and joy and laughter to everyone. Using performance in the air and using clowns and using horses. And there's just so many ways to put the show together that will resonate with different audiences. But yeah, it's that connection to your family or to the folks you bring with you. I think that's the most important.
Yeah, I would agree with you. When I was a very young child, my grandma took my brother and my sister. I only had one brother at the time. We added another, mom and dad did later. But she took us to the circus. And, I was probably 6 maybe. So that would be a long time ago. But I remember being just absolutely amazed at the people and the trapeze and the animals. And one thing I remember was Grandma said, well, you're going to have to share a soft drink, a pop, she called it. And we had to share one pop for the 3 of us. You got one sip each, and that was about it. That's, for some reason, that sticks out in my mind, I'm not sure why, but I also remember at the time I was just absolutely amazed at what was going on. And I think even today now, as you visit Circus World, there are a lot of amazing things for the whole family to see.
Definitely. And you mentioned your memory about the pop, and I think that, the circus is very multi-sensory. So you're going to have those early memories, whether it's something amazing you see or some incredible sound, the aroma of the popcorn or the cotton candy, and certainly the tastes. But inside of our big top, there's not a bad seat in the house, and you're right up close and personal seeing people in the air flying and seeing horsemanship on full display, and it's really remarkable to see it in such an intimate setting.
Yeah. And over the years, when I visited Circus World, it always takes my mind back to that first visit with Grandma Mueller to the circus. But it's been a few years since I've been there, and the circus. I know now it's opening April 21st, if I'm not mistaken. There are always new attractions and new exhibits and new things to see, Jennifer. Maybe you could talk about some of those a bit more.
Yeah, definitely. Always new things to see here. Our wagon collection is phenomenal. It's the largest collection of circus wagons in the world. But extra exciting this year is we just received 4 wagons on loan from Feld Entertainment, including the Bell Wagon. And that has a really special history to us because it was commissioned by the Ringling Brothers for their 1892 circus season. And it was built right here in Baraboo. Their cousins, the Molars, had a wagon shop in downtown Baraboo, and so they built the frame, and then the carvings came from the Milwaukee Ornamental Carving Company, and the bells were created by the Centennial Bell Foundry of Milwaukee, all to make this beautiful wagon that played music. You know, there's 9 bells on there that can play songs, and we are so excited to be able to have that back here in Baraboo where it began, and so that will be on display here. The last time it was here was in 2013, so people haven't been able to see it. I actually had never seen it in person until just, last month, because I only started here 6 years ago, so it was an amazing thing to see. So that'll be exciting for people. And I also just worked on an Iron Jaw exhibit that is on display in our Feld Visitor Center. And for those who aren't in the circus world, they might not know what Iron Jaw is, but it's a traditional aerial act where performers hang by their teeth. So they have mouthpieces, and they are able to swing and spin and descend and do all of these amazing feats by hanging by their teeth. And so it's a pretty amazing thing to see. We have beautiful photographs that show this this act happening, as well as posters, a number of costumes and other things, so people can learn all about this really interesting circus act by visiting Circus World this year.
Your jaw's going to drop when you see the Iron Jaw.
You got it. That's what we're hoping.
Oh, man. Georgia Stevenson, operations manager at Circus World, and Jennifer Kroc, the curator of circus history at Circus World, having fun talking with them about Circus World, and certainly inviting your questions or comments or maybe your own experience visiting there. Number to call, 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Thanks for joining in today on WPR News. Just a quick note, tomorrow on Garden Talk, we'll be talking about building a pollinator garden to begin the show, and then you'll get some tips on springtime pruning as well. That's tomorrow at 11. Right now, though, we are visiting about Circus World in Baraboo with Georgia Stevenson and Jennifer Kroc. And again, you can join in. The numbers 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. I want to just go back to the wagons for a minute, because it seems to me that a wagon is a major symbol of the circus. And you talked about the bell wagon, but how else do circus performers and vendors use the wagons?
Yeah, the wagons are definitely a big part of the circus because they're used for all different things. There are many different types of wagons. Of course, we think about the really decorative ones, which often will have a band on top in a parade, something like that you can see. But there's also utilitarian wagons that just haul all the stuff, because if you think about before circuses traveled by rail on train, they were overland. So they were just going from place to place, putting everything in their wagons, and then going to the next town to perform. And so all of the equipment to, you know, for the dining tent to make the food, all of the costumes, all of the animals obviously had to be accounted for too. So we have all of these different types of wagons. There's music wagons, you know, calliopes, that's something that, you know, could be heard from miles away that would draw people to come to the circus. And so our collection, we have, you know, over 250 historic vehicles here at Circus World. It represents traveling shows of all types and sizes, because there were small, what were called dog and pony shows that weren't as large as the Ringling Brothers shows, and we have a little bit of everything. Mm. And we have an amazing wagon shop here at Circus World that does restoration of these wagons as well, so bringing them back to their former glory, because occasionally, you know, we have gotten wagons that were donated to us that had been used as, you know, chicken coops or other storage for many years and didn't look like they did when they were on the circus.
Joe in Chippewa Falls, what's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Larry and guests. I would just like to add in that the Circus Museum Park there is also the new home for the last couple of years for the Rogues and Ruffians Renaissance Fair.
Oh.
And that brings people. There's blocks long line of people that come see that, and they also see the museum. But the really interesting part is when we're setting up Friday afternoon, evening, over the loudspeakers, they play the circus music full blast. And then people, while you're in costume, you have to put your garbage into the clown head garbage cans.
Joe, thanks.
Those garbage cans are very popular.
I bet. I wonder how many people have had their picture taken next to, it's probably more garbage. No other garbage cans have been photographed as much as those. I would bet. And well, and you know, Joe talking about his event, I mean, it seems really appropriate to me. And it reminds me, we should talk more about the performances that go on. I mean, the circus performances that go on. Give us more detail, perhaps, on what we're going to see this year.
Oh, you betcha. So our performance season kicks off on May 16th. The museum opens April 21st, like you said, but then our live performances start May 16th. And you can see everything from a flying trapeze act outside on the green right next to the Baraboo River. You can participate in the Kids World Circus, which is where kids use their imagination and participate in the show and create their own circus. And then, of course, our Big Top Show, which is the highlight of the season. And this year, we have a theme, which is holidays. And it can be any holiday, classic, kooky, not so well known, whatever floats your boat. But we are celebrating holidays. And you will see horsemanship. You will see world-class juggling family. We have a wonderful clown named Chase, beloved by the kids. And we have our ringmaster, Robert Trader. We've got a Russian swing act opening the show. And for the first time, we will have a motorcycle on a high wire in the Big Top. And it's quite an act in itself. So very exciting this year.
It sounds like it. Neil in Green Bay, what's on your mind?
I was born in Baraboo and grew up. Mom and Grandma took us to the opening day of the Circus World Museum. We heard Chappie Fox give his speech, and later that summer, I believe the Ringling Brothers did their last show under canvas at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We were there for that also. And my favorite memory is the steam calliope. We lived a little over a mile away from the museum, and when they cranked that thing up, we could hear it clear as day. Wonderful job.
Oh, great story. Do you get those kinds of stories, Georgia, from people when they stop in?
We do. We'll get, whether it's the grandparents bringing the grandkids or the parents bringing their kids, wanted to kind of relive those memories. But, you know, we hear it a lot. Oh, I came here when I was this high, and I remember this and that. And it's just indelible memories that are created in the circus, and especially at Circus World in Baraboo.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you've got some upcoming events. I know there's a military service day, for example, which is free to military members.
That's right. On May 24th, we have a special program in the morning with speakers and singers and musicians. And then the whole day is open for no charge for active and retired military and their families. And it's a wonderful event and some very moving moments, even here at the circus. But it's very important to us to do that. That's the second weekend we're open in May.
Yeah. And of course, the World Anniversary Days. And people can, before I even forget about it, how do people find out about all of the events? I've been online to your site, but what's the site again?
We're at circusworld.wisconsinhistory.org.
circusworldwisconsinhistory.org. And there is a fee, a normal fee, entrance fee, and so forth to get to. I didn't find that it was, I don't see that it's all that. It's certainly not out of line with what you see. How long does the average person hang out there? You can stay a long, long time at Circus World.
Well, I'll tell you something. I have worked here for only 3 years, but I still haven't seen everything yet. I don't know about you, Jen.
Not quite. You know, I'm getting closer, but there's just so many nooks and crannies. So you can spend all day here if you look at all the exhibits and go to the performances. There's so much to see.
Yeah, there is indeed. And the people of Baraboo have really embraced this whole thing, have they not? The community itself?
I think it's like second nature here. Like, we don't even really see it as the circus. It's just part of who we are. You know, you drive around town and there's wagon wheel bike stands, and you go to the post office and there's circus posters, the jeweler, the pack and ship. It's just everywhere. And it's just part of the DNA of Baraboo.
Yeah, it is indeed. And I used to have occasion to travel there fairly often because I had when I was a young man, I had a young lady who lived in Baraboo that I would occasionally come and visit. And I could remember going to the Circus World with her on more than one occasion. And we always had a lot of fun on those dates, as I would call them now. I don't know what they'd call them now, a visit probably or something. not a date, but it was a date to me, and I think it was to her as well, and always a very, very good time. And I bet if you just typed in Circus World Museum, your site will pop up.
For sure. Circus World Baraboo, Wisconsin History, Wisconsin Historical Society. You can find it a number of ways.
Georgia, Jennifer, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. It's brought back a lot of fine memories for me, and I bet it has for a lot of listeners and others, maybe some curiosity, and I got to get over there and see it. So thank you both. Georgia Stevenson is operations manager at Circus World, and Jennifer Kroc is curator of circus history at Circus World. So much fun to talk with them. And I imagine we'll be doing it again sometime down the road. And thank you for joining us today. This and all our shows, a team effort. Clara Neipert, Joel Patnott, our producers, our technical directors, Lee Rayburn with us today, but Jeff Robbins also is often with us. Our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks again for listening. Hey, listen to that music. Doesn't that get the circus in your blood going? ¶¶